Welcome to the Lions Den University Report. This program brings you a behind-the-scenes look at the spiritual life on today's university and college campuses. Now here's your host, Glenn Bailey.
The following program was previously broadcast.
You find chapels on most of the campuses. The chapel at the United States Air Force Academy there in Colorado is so distinctive. It looks like a set of jet fighters on end lined up next to each other. Stainless steel, I think, the building, and it's on most of the postcards of Colorado when you get, as well as of the academy itself. And so there are chapels and evidences, even we've mentioned before, Harvard University. When you say the name of the university, you're recalling John Harvard, a clergyman who was the first benefactor of the university. And then you find logos and so on all throughout the early universities of America with that Christian heritage. We feel it's time to bring that back, that we need to pray for revival on our campuses in America. And we see some good things happening in different places, but a lot of places it's like the lion's den. It is a hostile environment to those who believe in Jesus Christ and the Bible today. And one of the areas, though, that God is at work is among the sports community. We're here at Cornell University today in Ithaca, New York, and we're in the Bartels Athletic Center, one of the sports facilities here, with a man involved with the training of athletes here, Tom Howley. And Tom, welcome to our program today.
Thanks, Glenn. It's great to be here.
And give us your official title here and maybe a little bit of a job description, what you do with the athletic program here at Cornell.
Absolutely. My official title is Assistant Athletic Director for Athlete Performance, and I'm also the head strength and conditioning coach and have been so at Cornell since 1995. And what we do is we work with the majority of teams here at Cornell. We do their speed training, their agility training, conditioning, strength training, power training, and that all is involved in preparing athletes for competition. So that's been my job here since 1995, and there's four of us on staff, along with a few interns, and the staff does a great job of working with the coaches, working with the athletes, and getting them ready to be at their peak on game day.
All right. So you are involved then with most of the athletic teams, I'm sure, have strength training involved in their programming and so
Absolutely.
On.
Most of our teams will be involved, although I personally oversee four teams. So mm-hmm. I work with football, I work with our men's hockey team, our men's lacrosse team, and our heavyweight rowing team.
Great. Okay. And as I speak with people in athletics, the athletics is a focus of our culture. And so many of the athletes realize that when you are an athlete, you have a platform and you can use that for good or for harm. And those who are followers of Jesus Christ are finding that they can have an influence and a say and promote the values that have made America great and make a person's life great when they turn to Jesus Christ and follow the teachings of the Bible and come to know Him as Savior and Lord. And of course, we're familiar with some of the most visible ones, Tim Tebow in college football, and then Linsanity, Jeremy Lin from Harvard University.
Exactly, one of our competitors.
right, and now in the pros in basketball, and had that streak when, you know, every night you'd hear about what Jeremy Lin was accomplishing, but has a testimony for Jesus Christ. And of course, coaches, Bobby Bowden was strong and continues to share the influence for Christ as the Florida State University winning football coach for many, many years. But you're here at Cornell University, and you're a believer in Jesus Christ as well.
Yes, I am.
And you came to Christ, I understand, in graduate school and through kind of an athletic ministry program. Is that
yes.
right?
Yes. Yeah, yes, I came to faith when I was in graduate school, and it was through the influence and motivation of many of the athletes that I was with. So I was actually a graduate assistant coach at the time and was influenced by many of the players that I was working with. So I saw that they lived their life to a different standard. They had a passion for their sport. They had a passion for life that, quite honestly, I didn't recognize in my own life at the time. Right. And there was just something special about them. And that was part of the way that they shared the gospel with me. I saw that in their lives and was greatly influenced by that. And that's, to this day, that's why I believe that as athletes, we can have a tremendous influence on other people around us.
Right. And I have an opportunity from time to time to speak at different churches. One of my messages I enjoy speaking is be a leader for Christ, that all of us, really, the Bible says, let your light shine. We all have a light to shine. That's Jesus within us. And we're either hiding it or we're letting it shine. And when you let it shine, it influences people, and leadership is influence. So if you're following Christ, you are a leader, and hopefully you're leading people in the right direction.
That's right. I think athletics provides a tremendous platform for influence and leadership. And if young men and women are willing to use that, and they're willing to play for the glory of God and not for their own glory or their own personal satisfaction, then I think that adds another element to their game that can really make them stand out even more, not just in their performance, but in their livelihoods as well. So I really think that athletics is that special venue that can bring a lot of followers and a lot of people who may not be exposed to the gospel otherwise to really see a Christian in action and see the influence that individual might have.
Great. And it applies, again, as we talked earlier before we turned on the mics, everyday life has the same opportunities. We all have a circle of influence, you might say. And if we're willing, God can use us to touch lives for Christ. But in athletics, in a special way, and sometimes with the special platform that sports has in our culture these days, there are even greater opportunities of exposure to the truths that make a difference and to point people in the right direction. And so you're involved here, I understand, with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. And tell us a little bit about what FCA is doing here at Cornell.
Well, I've been involved with the FCA since, I think, 1998 or so. And the ministry has had a presence on Cornell's campus since then. And we meet once a week during the school year. There's typically anywhere from 30 to, we've had as many as 100 athletes and students meeting in our fellowship group once a week, and it's really impacted lives, and it's great to see people grow in their faith as they come in as freshmen. Some are a little bit uncertain about who they are, what they believe. They're uncertain about their faith, and through their exposure to different ministries, one of which being the FCA, it's really great to see them grow in their faith and become more confident in how they're willing to express that. And I could tell you a lot of stories about young men and young women who have come in and who have made that commitment, that next level of commitment to Christ during their time here at Cornell. And it's really shown in the way they've lived and shown in the way they've conducted themselves. And by the time they've left, they've become very strong believers. So
great.
That's been a lot of fun to see that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And as you develop physical strength for the ability for sports, the Bible says we need spiritual strength also. And in a sense, we need conditioning, our devotional life, Bible
exactly.
study and prayer as a regular part of that. And college athletes, as well as athletes in any venue, have special temptations as well. What do you do here to try and strengthen the commitment and help the athletes resist the temptations that are there?
Sure. I think a lot of it is just knowing the learning the power of prayer, learning the power of fellowship. I think those are two key elements for us with the FCA. Being able to gather together with like-minded believers and knowing in a lot of cases that you're not alone, that there are other people who are other people of faith who are strong in their faith, who are willing to stand up to those temptations, who are willing to pray for you during those moments when you might be struggling. And just to be able to make those connections, because a lot of kids come onto college campuses and they are exposed to things that maybe they haven't grown up with or things that they haven't been associated with in the past, and I think the FCA for one is sort of an area where they can come together and they can strengthen one another, if you will, as believers in their faith, and they can fight the good fight together.
Okay. And we also talked before we turned on the microphones, as we usually do in our with our guests, that you have a couple of areas also that you're involved in ministry. One is a Bible study here for staff. And maybe describe how you got involved with that and what the dynamics are of that here at Cornell.
Sure. We started a Bible study several years ago, and it was just a few staff members, a few coaches who got together after work in the evenings. I think it was during the summer when we started, and we said, hey, let's get together and let's find a time to maybe go through a book or a study, and just a way for us to fellowship and build one another up in the faith. And over the course of the years, people have come and gone from that group, and it has expanded in recent years. So now we are involved with some of the Cornell police are involved. Other staff members have come on board within the university and have joined the group. And it's really been a great way for us to learn together and to grow together in our faith. And again, to build one another up. And within the last year or so, Jim Tomford, who is a representative of Christian Union, has been kind enough to lead that group, and it's just been a great way for us to latch on to a certain topic for several weeks and to discuss that, either a book in the Bible or another topical book that might be of interest to the group, and really get down to the nitty-gritty, if you will, and to be real and to be honest with one another and to be able to share some of the events of our lives and some of the challenges that we all face. And it's, again, a great way for us to encourage one another.
Great. And the other area of ministry that you're involved with is kind of exciting, too, is your local church. And, of course, the Bible teaches that's God's plan for the world is believers getting together, and it's called the church when we assemble together. And if we avoid that, we got a bad habit because we ought to be worshiping God and fellowshipping with believers every week. And I trust our listeners have that relationship with Christ that you realize, as I told a fellow just yesterday on a campus, I said, if you really believe Jesus died for you, I think that's worth enough to go and honor him at least once a week at church.
That's right.
But you're involved with a local church that actually is very much affected by the university life, isn't it?
Absolutely. I attend Bethel Grove Bible Church here in Ithaca, and a significant percentage of the attendees are students. And so it's kind of a unique situation in that during the school year, during the fall and spring semesters, when the students are here, we have to have two services to accommodate the numbers. And during the summertime when the students leave, we drop back down to one service. But again, the ministry is consistent in terms of wanting to be able to minister to the Cornell and Ithaca College students, be able to minister to the international students and the people here in the Ithaca community who need to hear the message of Christ. And it's just been a great opportunity to affiliate with this church. And that's one thing that we encourage our FCA kids to do, is not just be involved with the FCA, but to get involved with the church. And we'll have church schedules for different churches, different local churches, and we'll have kids carpool one another and bring them to local churches. So the FCA is a supplement. It's not a substitute for church attendance. And we emphasize that point on day one.
Right. Okay. And your church, I understand, sends some buses out to pick college students up on Sundays. It's about 4 or 5 miles from here.
Yes. The church itself is pretty close to campus, and we'll actually send buses to the campuses of Cornell and Ithaca College to pick up students to bring them to services on Sunday,
Great.
Which is a really neat ministry.
Well, that's exciting, and we're glad to meet you. My guest for this broadcast has been Tom Howley, and you're the assistant athletic director here in the sports department. We're here at the Bartels Sports Center. And Tom, thanks so much for joining us for this broadcast.
Thank you very much for having me, Glenn. Appreciate it.
You have been listening to the Lion's Den University Reports. If you would like more information about the Christian life or would like to contact the Lion's Den or one of the guests, please write us at the Lion's Den, Post Office Box 226, Mifflinburg, Pennsylvania, 17844, or email ltcldur@yahoo.com.